Good morning. This is the Studio W Sports Page, sponsored to you by J&J Sports Apparel. I am your host, your man, Mill, riding shotgun with me as always is my man, Kevin Harris, to my left, to my right, Mr. Romar Smith. And man, we are going to get it, just like shout out to Lil Boosie, Louisiana Stand Up, LSU, baby. That's how we kicking it off today, LSU, over our. Congratulations, ladies. They are your 2023 Women's National Champions. And there was a lot of controversy involved to it. We're going to start off with that. But before we do that, how y'all doing, guys?
Doing great. Doing really, really good.
Good. Yo, Dad, what's good, man?
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Boom.
How was y'all week, man?
It's been pretty busy as usual. Like I said, man, take a quick shout out, man, to the Rev. His birthday was this past Wednesday. Man, we were giving out flowers and shout outs, man, like crazy, man. It was all love on his birthday.
Yo, Romar.
Yo.
How you doing, man?
Doing great, bro. Had a good week. Can't complain. Productive. Been doing some studying. Got a couple of tests coming up next week. Knock them out the box and continue on my mission, man. I just been focused on what I gotta do this week.
Man, you are not the only one. I've actually had a pull surprise road trip this week, you know. sometimes, you know, your job throws you a curveball. Sometimes I do gotta go on the road. And I was on, you know, if those were out there, I live like in the Central Virginia area, and I work kind of remotely from home, and I do a lot of driving, but it's all in one particular area. But this past week, I had to cover a different area, and I thought at first it was like 2 hours away from home, so I said, okay, I can work that, still be able to come home every night. Nah, it was twice as long. It was like 4 hours away. I was like in the Appalachian Mountains this weekend. And the Blue Ridge Mountains. Yeah, I hit both of those mountains this week. The Appalachian Mountains and the Blue Ridge Mountains. Shout out to Radford. That was a beautiful city, you know, to drive, you know, drive through. And the hospitality was so nice there. Beautiful city. I could not live there though, because some of those hills I had to drive up and down. I'm not doing when it gets, on below freezing temperatures. I mean, these guys, I mean, they got roller coaster roads down there. I mean, the roads are so steep. I'm driving down. The speed limit is 65. I'm doing exactly the speed limit because I'm in no man's land. I don't know who's out there. So I'm doing exactly the speed limit. I'm going down a hill, 65 miles an hour. I take my feet off the gas. 2 seconds later, I am doing 80 in a Ford Transit. Then going downhill. Okay.
Oh boy!
I was going 65. I wasn't trying to go faster.
I would be doing 40.
That was the goal. But I still don't want to flip this thing over. I mean, I'm telling you, bro, this was a very steep hill.
I know. That would have scared me. That's why I
didn't do it. The brakes didn't matter. And just imagine, you know, especially out there. Going down hills like that, and you have the deer factor coming into place. Yeah, that's. Yeah, I don't think I can do that full time, but that was lovely. I had a lovely time out there. Beautiful scenery. I would go there to visit just to get away from everything because the air is just so much different out there. It's so peaceful and lovely. Now we're back to the bright lights and the big city in it of RVA. But I love it. I told them I was from Richmond. That's all I needed to tell them.
I didn't say what high school you went to.
Because they didn't want to talk about basketball. they really didn't. They want to talk about ice cream. So, I loved every bit of that. So, speaking of basketball, Roma.
Yeah.
You know, we all watched the women's basketball, championship, women's college basketball championship this past weekend.
Yeah.
LSU versus Iowa. It was a very, very good game. I'm not going to lie to you. So shout out to LSU women's, your new 2023 women's national championships. Very well deserving. But a lot of the media attention has been pointed in the direction of Angel Reese, their star player who came under fire, and as far as mocking Caitlin Clark and things of that nature. You know, fill us in on what was going on with that.
That's the competitive nature of her. I mean, you know, she felt what she did to South Carolina. It was disrespectful. So she got some get back. All within the lines of sportsmanship.
Yeah.
She pointed to her ring finger because she was telling the truth. Put a ring on it now. But yeah. I don't understand how she gets the backlash for doing the same thing as a competitor. Well, nothing disrespectful about it. Nothing was distasteful about it. It's all in the lines of the game. But asking the runner-up to come to the White House and stuff, that's very disrespectful. What did they do? They just participated in the game and lost. Why they need to go to the White House?
Oh, yeah, because you mocked their media, darling. You know, well, don't you think they deserve some get back?
No.
They go back. Winners and losers go back and forth all the time, babe.
Yeah. But, nah, you ain't deserve, you don't deserve a seat or a visit to the White House. You ain't win that. If they want her to come, let her invite her because she was the best player in college women's basketball this year. She got that award. Invite her on a dolo mission.
See, people, before I say something, yo, Calvin.
Uh-huh.
It
basically comes down to the same thing as if this right here is not the number one song of the year, it's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. You know, when they pull out that John Cena, You Can't See Me, you know, and apparently, like, Caitlin Clark's been doing it all tournament long. She did it to South Carolina. She disrespected them. So at some point, you know, people take notes of that. So now, I mean, you know, I didn't see the game when it happened. So, you know, but it was like the hottest topic on social media that Sunday night. And, you know, when Angel Reese was doing it, it's like, you know, it pointed to the ring. It's like, you know, I said, hey, you know, this is what happens when you were disrespecting somebody in our conference. You know, she stood up what was right. And, you know, and all of a sudden, why Angel is getting the backlash for something that, you know, she did the same thing, you know, Caitlin was doing, but Caitlin doesn't get hardly nothing. You know, now I will say this now, they both played great. You know what I'm saying? An amazing tournament on top of that. But it's just crazy how, you know, this scenario sounds all too familiar as far as, you know, when race is involved in this, you know, and when you have a predominantly black team that came out on top, you know, so now all of a sudden it's some sort of crazy storyline. They talked about that more than the actual game itself. You know, it just amazes me how it all unfolded.
You know what I mean? It's like that old privilege argument. I can do it, but you can't do it. You know what I mean? So, okay, I'm just going to call it what it is. It's a racist thing. Caitlin Clark, no question about it, one of the baddest shooters. I mean, She can shoot. Like, I think she averaged through the tournament. I think she averaged over like 32 points or something like that. Just a pure, pure shooter. No question about it. But what's good for the goose is good for the damn gander, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
I got a fun fact.
Call it what it is. Point blank.
Fun fact that I found out. Caitlin Clark is 0-3 against Angel Reese.
Ooh.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
She did play at Maryland.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, in college, her team them faced against the Angel Reese team three times and she ain't been able to come up with a double.
She got what she deserved. I have no argument. And I tell you what, and the media blew it all up. Look at what Reese did. So Clark is okay for her to do it. Oh, you man, you can miss me all the way with that. I'm serious about it too.
Now, I got a different take. See, that's the reason why I let you guys go first. Cause I am, cause I like to call myself the evil genius a little bit. Evil genius recognize what the game is. Guys like, people like the, I hate to say this, but it is what it is. Everybody has brain farts. From top to bottom. Things like this do seem to slip through the cracks. And what it is that people like Joe Biden, I mean, well, I can't say Joe Biden. I gotta put this one on Joe. I can't put this one on Joe. No. I can't do that. They know what they're doing. See, every now and then they seem to forget that they have to pander to black people. Every now and then they forget their role, and things like this slip through the cracks. See, it wasn't just about the basketball game. It was more about the politics. What is an Iowa that means so much to Democrats right now?
The caucus?
Exactly. They don't want to lose Iowa, especially because the caucus this year is going to be held, I believe, in South Carolina. They don't want to lose that. Lose sight of one thing and things like this slips through the cracks. Every social media has idiots. And all these long time journalists, every now and again, they gonna say some things that they wish they could take back on social media. And the ones that call Angel Reese, classless and things of that nature, I know they wish they could take those posts back right now. Because posts like that is really what takes away from the love of the game. Cause she does a little mocking, a little trash talking. Name one great who hasn't done that. Name one.
There isn't any.
Hey, Dad. Didn't Bill Russell talk trash?
Of course.
Didn't Kareem talk trash?
Of course.
Didn't Will Chamberlain talk trash?
Of course.
Larry Bird. Shaquille O'Neal.
Terrell Owens. Pretty much everybody.
Oh, I got a better one for you. Your boy, Tom Brady.
I got an even better
Tom one. Brady talks so much trash, it'll start fights on the field. And I'm not talking about all time. I'm talking about this past season.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did it work out for him?
Well, it got him 6 rings all over. All
no,
he got him a lot of rings. But the point is that that's part of what makes them great. So why would you even go, why would you even, you know, attack Angel Reese that way?
Tell you, privilege.
They forgot who they were supposed to be pandering to. They just had a brain fart.
Now, this last season of college basketball, I'm not going to lie. The women's game was at the forefront all year to me.
Sure was. And it was a better championship.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the ratings itself. The ratings got way, like, twice as high than the guys.
I mean,
Kate were higher than the NBA.
I mean, Clark was one of the best players, but it was so many good teams and good players across, spread out.
And another thing to bring up is all these women, they're not going pro. They're going to be back. They're going to be back with their teams next year. Caitlin Clark is going to be back at Iowa. Angel Reese is going to be back at LSU. I'm not sure about Aaliyah Boston yet.
No, she's gone.
She's gone?
Yeah.
But still, you're still going to expect some big things out of South Carolina. Cause yeah, they got some, they're still stacked.
Well, I'm happy for women's sports too.
Oh, but y'all. Paige Becker.
Yeah, I would say Paige Becker will be back healthy at UConn, so.
But question, now what is the, let's go to women's professional basketball now, the WNBA. What was the average salary they making now?
Oh, their average salary wasn't even $1 million a year.
Yeah,
it really wasn't.
Contract probably like $100,000
or something. No, they're more than that because I'm talking about going back, you can go back 10 years or so, they were only making like $25,000 a year.
Yeah.
But they're making more than that now, but it's nowhere near what the men are getting.
No,
that's the reason why a lot of them go overseas and play basketball, because they'll make four times as much over there as they would in the United States.
That's exactly right. I hope none of them go to Russia, though, again.
Again, yeah, I hope so, too, but it brings up an interesting point, because, once again, women's sports, as beautiful as it is, yes, you bring more progress, but until more women get involved, it will still not overtake professional men's sports.
That's what takes a while.
And it's not that we don't want it to happen, it's just we as men can't out-support women's cause. Mm. We can assist, we can be there, but we can't want this more for you than you want it for yourself. Not as an individual, but as a whole. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think with all the future styles that they got coming into that's going to be entering the WNBA, it's going to be a lot of changes.
Yes, and the changes are welcome as long as more women come out to support them. That's all. That's it. We'll be there. We'll be there for them. We'll be there. But women have to be there too. We need to see women wearing more women WNBA jerseys.
And what makes this bad, now we just looked up to find out what the average salary for WNBA, and Roman wasn't that far off. It says, as of 2022, the league average is $102,751. So that tells you right there, that just segued to what you just said, you know? We need more support from them. You know what I'm saying? We got to support them more.
I mean, the NBA is losing. I'm not going to say losing. The NBA has already donated a nice chunk of their salary. I want to say at least $100 million a season. You know, part of the NBA revenue goes to the WNBA. But they need more representation. The product has gotten better. Cause I know at one point in time that the WNBA, especially the WNBA, you know, the fundamentals were not the idea, the concept, the game plan, the discipline was there, but the execution wasn't always. But now that has cleaned up, I feel like. I think it's going to be more excitement into the WNBA. And I believe once this group of college players transition into the WNBA, then you'll see a more exciting product out of the WNBA. But I am excited for them because they got some ballers. They got some ballers. So, guys, it is 9:35. We want to stick to the basketball. We want to stick to the basketball realm real quick.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. The NBA play-in tournament or play-in game.
Yeah.
I believe it was designed to have these middle of the pack on the bubble teams from not competing, from tanking. I thought it was designed not to do that.
But unfortunately,
you see how Dallas was able to pull it off?
Yeah.
Where there's a will, there is a way.
And his name is Cuban.
Finding new ways to lose.
Don't get me wrong. He wasn't the only one this week. I think that's why the reason why he was able to get away with it. And I believe if they missed the play-in, they are eligible for almost like the 10th. They'll get the 10th pick in the draft or supposedly something along those lines. They was eligible
for a lottery pick.
Yes. And the only reason why none of the starters played, a lot of teams did that, and I think it was called Serbia night.
Yes, Slovenia
night, and that was the only reason why Luka Doncic played the little bit that he played, because that was his home country. And I get that, but
apparently that didn't happen last night. Well, that was the intention, but it didn't execute the way it did. So, that was by far the worst collapse that I've ever seen in a month's time. When before you got Kyrie, you were in fifth place. You were 29-26 before Kyrie came over.
And as I recall, Mill, you were very big on them. Hmm? When we used to have these discussions about these Western Conference teams, you would always say they're the only team that's in this playoff race that has won a championship. You were saying that you wouldn't be afraid of nobody else in the West.
That was before.
Before the collapse.
No, that was before Kyrie. That was before Kyrie. That was begins. Yeah, and as soon as I got Kyrie, I told you this season was over with.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else.
Yeah, tell the whole story.
Kyrie and KD left, look at Brooklyn. Like Brooklyn's still around, fifth or sixth?
They locked up the sixth seed last night.
See?
But they still got a lot of picks from they can do that because they still got picks. They got a lot of picks from when they acquired them players.
Yeah, but a whole lot of folks thought that Brooklyn was going to tank right after Kyrie and KD left.
No, because they got good pieces.
It's crazy how, have you also noticed, the players that the Mavericks threw away, look where they, and look, all of them in the playoffs now.
I bet Mark Cuban is pissed.
So, with that monumental collapse, so you were 9-17 since Kyrie came over. So you went from fifth place to you sitting at 11th and eliminated. So of course, y'all know what comes next. Guess it's going to be the first one gone by Monday. Monday morning, the pink slips are going to be out. Jason Kidd's going to be gone. You heard it here first.
Uh-oh.
Watch what I tell you. Because anytime, and you just came off going into the Western Conference Finals from last year. You went from that to basically tanking out, that right there. I mean, and everybody knows everywhere Kyrie has came, he has killed every team since he left Cleveland. Every one of them. Look at Boston, look at Brooklyn, and look at Dallas. So that tells you right there.
See, my thing with Kyrie, I think, and the thing about him, and Mark Cuban is talks about they want him to stay.
Why? Why?
They're talking about offering him a Supermax deal.
Why? Again, I mean, you, like.
Well, the only sense I can make of it is because they really have no choice. They can't dispense all that draft capital to acquire all they invested to acquire Kyrie just to let him walk away in free agency and sit in a couple months. That right there would get you GM5. That right there, everybody's gone after that. No.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
No, this is a ride to the wheels fall off situation for Dallas.
Well, the wheels have already fell off already.
The first mistake is letting Jalen Brunson walk.
That's true.
That was the first biggest and key mistake right there. Letting Jalen Brunson walk.
Jalen Brunson easily could have been the number two scorer. Easily.
That's right.
I mean, he proved himself last year when Luka was out with an injury. Like, Jalen, like, over in the Utah series, he just took over.
He was
balling out then. So he exceeded expectations in the playoff series last year. They could have worked harder to keep him, in my opinion.
But, you know, it was a lot easier for him to walk with his daddy being part of the Knicks staff, though.
I think Dallas could have done more to keep him.
They didn't want to keep him. That's why they ain't do more.
Well, they said the writing was already on. Dallas felt like Rafferty. They felt like they didn't stand a chance. They really didn't offer him
That's their fault. Just like it was the Knicks' fault for not pulling the gun.
No, actually, I think Dan was legal.
Pulling the gun and getting Donovan Mitchell. And that's where he wanted to go.
But it still worked. I think that worked out.
It still worked out, actually.
Yeah, because I like Cleveland. I like Cleveland's chances. I think they can make the first round real interesting.
They will, because they play the Knicks.
Yep. and what better way to
I like the Knicks in this series.
You like the Knicks. I like Cleveland.
That's good.
That's good.
What you trying to say?
What you got on it?
Uh-oh.
What you want on me?
Yeah, because I ain't betting money. Let's get one thing straight. I'm not the gambling guy. That is not me. I'm not built for gambling. That is not my game. But, hey, we fat boys up in here, so we
can. I need a real good steak and cheese,
I'm about to say something real inappropriate. I'm about to say I need some Outback. But no, I want some TIH, you know what I'm saying? Texas
Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to be like, what? All right.
Okay, yeah. Bet the restaurant, meal on you. Mine's Texas Roadhouse. What you got? All right, Texas Roadhouse versus Seafood Boy. Okay.
Ooh, this ought to be good. Yeah. This is going to be good.
Yeah, that's what up.
Oh, man.
That's what's up. Okay. Yeah, shake on. We got it.
It's official.
I got Cleveland. Romar got New York.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, I love it. Man, for this Saturday morning, you know, This is good. This is awesome. Okay, so what are the matches we looking at coming out this West, man? I mean, coming out of the East. We didn't jump to the East.
All right. Well, since we already on that East bandwagon, let's see. Hold on a minute.
The, Well, did you see about the Miami? Is Miami in there?
Yes, they're number 7, I think.
They took an L last night to the Wizards.
They ain't have
but they don't have stars, nothing to play man. For. Yeah. So, like, all 10 spots are locked up. So, nobody's trying to, you know, nobody from outside the club can get in at this point. So, everybody's locked in on that one. Okay. Yeah.
So, let's talk about this other matchup. Since y'all so high, Dad.
Yo.
Cavaliers play the Knicks in the first round. Who you got?
Woo-hoo. Man, I'm taking the Knicks.
Okay.
We agree on something.
It's going yeah. Now, you play. Know, see, this is why I've been raining for 2 days straight because it's been... Because we had rain for 2 days in so long, yeah. And y'all agree on something.
That might make me change my pick. Romar agree with me? I don't know. I like the Knicks too.
Well, I'm gonna go with Mill. We're gonna split. So me and Mill got down the cap.
Spider Mitchell versus Jalen Brunson. Give me the Spider.
Woo! Both of them balling. Bowman balling all year.
And take nothing away from Jalen Brunson, because Jalen Brunson has been, when I say, he has silenced more critics since Jalen Hurts, because no one believed that he was going to come to New York.
That's right.
And play the style, to play at the level that he is playing. No one thought of it.
Now, Jalen and East Coast, think about it. Jalen and Jalen, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, Jalen Hurts, balled out all year long in Philly. Now you got Jalen Brunson balled out in New York.
Y'all forget, and I think a lot of people keep forgetting, that mid-season acquisition of his running mate, Josh Hart, made it all much better for him. They starred together. They played together at Villanova. He got his running mate with him. And Julius Randle. It takes a lot of pressure off of Julius Randle where he can just play his game now.
So you think that's enough to overtake Cleveland?
One thing Donovan Mitchell hasn't proved nothing to me because what he do it, he always don't show up in the playoffs. He have big games that don't win nothing.
Well, he was in Utah too, wasn't he?
Yes, it does.
For those years in Utah, didn't he have the defensive player of the year for 3 years in a row on that team?
Yes.
And they had the best record in the league a few of those times.
Yes.
The best team in the West.
Yes.
Yeah, they was the Denver Nuggets before it was the Denver Nuggets.
Yes. What? Yes.
Don't just say it was Utah.
Yes, it was the Utah Jazz. Everything they had everything that didn't match, from the combination of the players to their name. Yes, they do all those great individual things, but you put them all together, it just doesn't pan out. It never will, because nothing about Jazz belongs or is in Utah.
Right. And Kevin just said, made a point.
Chemistry.
Just
now.
Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell were the worst duo in NBA history. The pass ratio between those two was the worst. Yeah. They don't pass each other the ball, but he called them a duo. So, of course, everything with Utah, yeah, that shows how great he is and how much of a fit he was not.
So,
is his time to prove it.
I don't put a lot of stock in something. But for this round, the first round, I will put stock in the Cavaliers. I will do that much.
Yes, and they was a good basketball team before when New York was terrible.
I feel like my stomach getting full already off of that. Boy, that seafood boy will be so good.
But I have to go back to what Kevin said.
Yeah, he's rubbing his stomach right. Look, he's rubbing his stomach right now, but after this game, he'll be rubbing his thighs looking for his wallet.
Yeah. But like Kevin said, don't underestimate chemistry, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
And Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson got chemistry.
Yeah, I agree with it. That's my I'm agreeing with this guy again. Good gracious, oh my.
But I mean, it's like when it comes to like the when it comes to the playoffs, the stakes are raised a little bit. It's a whole different animal than the regular season.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to see that team seven times. You got to play the same team seven times if it goes seven games.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. No, I think that New York, to me, look how long they've been in a dumpster. And right now, I think the team is playing together. Again, I have to go back to what Kevin was saying, too. Look at chemistry. Now, going back to Utah, any of you guys ever been to Utah?
No.
Don't waste your money. All right? No, I'm serious. It's something really, it's dry. It's dry there. It's nothing to be excited about.
There's nothing there. Huh?
Nothing but mountains.
Mormon country.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah. I mean, just weird folks, man. Weird. Okay. So, let's see. I hope I don't lose in the fans. We don't have many fans in Utah anyway, do we?
I don't. I wouldn't have known. I don't get those kind of numbers.
Yeah, no.
Don't
waste your money. I don't hate on nobody's
way of life.
Yeah, okay. I ain't hating on them. I just don't want it.
What made you go there?
No, I want a trip there.
Oh, you should have told them people to take.
Well, I didn't know until I got there. I wanted to turn around and come right back home, too.
What is this?
I said, Lord, gee, look, get me out of here. Can I find a decent club or something? No, my goodness. No. Yes.
Mm. No, you had to wait for rum.
They'd have to pay me a whole lot of money to go to Utah.
That's why I give. I'm gonna get an edge to Cleveland because Donovan Mitchell got something to prove. Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland got something to prove. Jared, I like that three. Evan Mobley. These guys can ball. Don't write them off.
We still talk about the East Coast. Or we haven't gone to the West, have we?
No, we haven't. We're still on the East.
We'll cover.
Okay, all right.
You good?
Okay.
Because see, the play-in, we got the Miami Heat against the Chicago Bulls. I think it's 7-10 and 8-9.
Ooh. Yeah, 7-8.
Oh, now that's gonna be interesting.
And then you got 9-10. No, it's not.
The Bulls don't stand a chance against this Miami Heat.
No.
Jimmy Butler has his own. I think Jimmy Butler's not gonna let this happen. I think they're gonna walk all over Chicago.
They're gonna walk over Chicago?
Yes, I do.
I think it's Miami against Atlanta and then Toronto against Chicago.
Well, Miami, Atlanta don't stand a chance. Anybody gonna give Miami, Atlanta a chance on that one?
No.
Nope, not me.
Now see. It's all right, man. The Heat are 7th, Atlanta's the 8th, Toronto's 9th, and Chicago's 10th.
Right.
Toronto's not going anywhere.
I don't see Toronto getting that far.
Nah.
That's why I'm thinking that Toronto. Toronto plays Atlanta.
No, they're playing Chicago. Miami's got Atlanta. It's 7-8, 9-10.
Yeah, they gotta clinch their playoff spot.
Well, the weird thing is the fact that the winner of the 7-8 seed automatically gets the 7th spot.
Yeah.
The loser of the 7-8 seed has one more chance to redeem themselves. They play the winner of the 9-10 seed.
They get the 8th spot.
To get to the A spot.
Right.
So whoever wins between, I know it sounds complicated as it looks.
Okay, between the Bulls and the Raptors.
Yes.
Face the loser of the Heat versus the Hawks.
I'm taking the Bulls. That's over correct. The Raptors.
This play in the West is something.
Anybody oppose that? I'm taking the Bulls over the Raptors.
Who they got?
Pat Bev.
Zach LaVine.
Are they healthy?
Yeah, Zach healthy.
All of them are actually questionable.
Actually, Give me Toronto. This is a one-off, and they got to play this game in Toronto.
Yep.
Yeah, and they got to play this game in Toronto. Give me the Raptors. Pascal Siakam will give you one. Yeah.
And either way, whoever gets the eight spot is going to get destroyed by Milwaukee.
Yeah, they'll have to play the move.
So whoever gets the eight spot, good luck.
Yeah, we'll have more on them. And the eighth and the seventh place, Boston.
Yep. Mm.
So you have a possibility of Miami versus Boston in the first round.
I don't think that's going to go over too well.
I'm going to stick with Boston. Now, did Jaylen Brown get hurt?
Yes, he did. And
how bad is he?
He cut his finger moving a vase.
Yeah, he got like fast.
Moving a what?
A vase.
He got like 5 stitches.
About 5 stitches or whatever.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah. It's not that serious.
Okay, now we got this. Yeah, okay. So we, no problem with Boston. No, nah. Everybody got Boston.
Yeah.
Philly and Brooklyn in the first round.
Ooh.
Now that's when it gets
That's when it gets interesting.
Yeah.
This one's personal. How glad James Harden is to get away from Brooklyn.
Oh, and we gotta worry about Ben Simmons either.
I'm so sick of Ben Simmons. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, he's out for the season.
Who is that?
Ben Simmons. The one who stole all the money.
Yeah, and
he's out for the season for what?
I got a name.
Wait, hold on, back up 1 second. Ben Simmons is out again for what?
They shut him down.
They shut him down a while back.
Oh, he's not hurt.
He's hurt, but it is back issues again.
Back issues.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He hasn't played enough to get hurt.
Reminds me of Jamarcus Russell stealing all that money for the Raiders.
Yeah.
he's even worse. This one's worse.
Ben Simmons is a thief of Baghdad. I am telling you, boy, I don't. How long he's been in the league? How long has he been in the league? 5 years? Has it been 5 years?
I don't know.
I've seen him.
I probably have seen him play bad games.
Yeah, for five. I would say this would have to be year, if not around year 4, 5, or 6.
I'm sorry to say, they say Lonzo Ball career might be over because he got to have a third surgery on that same knee.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's the reason why I couldn't give it on Boston. I mean on Chicago. Yeah, it seems like the injury bug is really have bothered the ball because his brother is out with a leg injury too. So it seems like something's going on with the Ball family. They can't seem to stay healthy.
I think
Tiger Woods just missed the cut.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
3 over. Yeah, I guess he get a chance to watch it just like us.
He doesn't mind watching.
It looks like Brooks Koepka was going to go away, run away with this one anyway. He doesn't like losing leads. But I was kind of rooting for Tiger. But after I saw that after the first round and the rain delay and that massive tree that fell, and thank God no one got injured or hurt, I was like, there's no way he's going to make. There's no way he can do all this and mount a comeback.
Well, see, you have to also, he's still wrestling. He's the effects of that injury, accident that he was in.
He's overcoming his injury and making a comeback? Nah. Yeah. It's just good to see him out there, though.
His son going to be nice, though.
Oh, I believe that, too.
You done seen him play with his dad? Man, that boy nice.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's like 12.
Good Lord.
He nice.
Wow.
He nice on that golf.
How early can you start playing golf professionally? It's not like
is it 18 still?
Or is it 16?
I don't know.
No, 16, he'd probably be an amateur.
Well, you see, J.R. Smith went back to school, and that's what he played in college. He played golf.
With J.R. Smith?
For North Carolina A&T. Yep, North Carolina A&T. He played. Whoa. He was on their golf team.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Student Athlete of the Year also. Yeah. 4.0 GPA. So, hats off to him. Hey, so we still got another half of basketball to talk about.
We still got
the Western Conference because we all Denver's number one.
Gonna be crazy.
I got Denver's number one, Grizzlies number two, Sacramento is number three, Phoenix is four, followed by the, and I think
shout out to the Warriors last night.
Something's not. I don't know if my phone is loaded up, but I don't think the West 5 through 9 has been decided yet.
No, it hasn't.
So, I think after the games tonight, this will all make more sense. But right now, if it ended right now, the Golden State Warriors be number 5, the Clippers be number 6, LA will be the 7th seed, followed by New Orleans, the Timberwolves, and the Thunder. And on the outside looking in is one Dallas Mavericks, which Romaro was referring to earlier, as far as
eliminated.
Yes, eliminated.
Done.
Hey, where did the Lakers? Where are the Lakers on that list?
Number seven.
Number seven. Right. Now, didn't they play Phoenix last night?
Yeah, yep, and they won.
Woo!
Oh, and also shout out to Golden State, who couldn't win on the road for the longest time. They destroyed Sacramento last night by 22.
Now that's now Clay must have been on last night.
Somebody had to be on somewhere.
They did not play their starters.
Sacramento didn't.
Yes, they did not play their starters.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And a lot of teams that already had their teams already going up. Yeah, they already had their season locked up. They didn't play their starters.
Man, right.
This would be interesting.
That's been going on all week long.
What about Dallas, though? They set out 5 people last night.
Yeah, they did.
Including Kyrie.
Yep.
Now, they haven't locked up anything.
They can't.
Yeah. It's those.
They locked up elimination.
Yeah, they locked up some lottery balls. That's what they did.
They basically mailed it in before the game started last night.
Cuban style.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna get me some more lottery balls.
I didn't see a game with the Lakers last night, so that means that since Durant came to Phoenix, that means he's 8-1. They're 8-1. When he plays, they were 8-0 before the game last night.
That's right.
But keep in mind, though, he also set out several games too.
Well, this would be interesting if Golden State lock up the 5 seed.
They play number 4.
Yep, and they'll play the Suns.
Good for Chris Paul.
I hope so. I can't stand him.
He doesn't.
Phoenix versus
Chris Paul and Steph Curry matchups have never went Chris Paul's way.
And they ain't going.
The embarrassing end of a lot.
Their only saving grace is KD.
Yeah,
Devin Booker.
Yeah. Yeah, Devin is no joke.
Actually, my attendance is up about this. Phoenix, you got Devin Booker who needs to redeem himself because he choked last year. Chris Paul who needs to redeem himself because he can't
win the big one.
He can't go into a deep playoff run and stay healthy. DeAndre Ayton who still needs to realize and define his role as, you know, as the big man and at least the third or fourth option on here.
Dream on.
And that's that factor.
Yeah.
It's all going to come down to rebounding. DeAndre Ayton, who I don't have a lot of respect for as far as the rebounding.
He don't average no more than like maybe 8-9 rebounds.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Phoenix is going to have to rebound to beat Golden State. They're going to have to. Andrew Wiggins back along with Draymond, they get into form. They win the rebounding ratio. Then Golden State is going to run away with them. Then Devin Booker, as seen in the past, He tends to dim in these kind of lights when it, you know, when guys start going at him.
That could be the problem.
You know what though?
Devin Booker versus Klay Thompson. Don't I like that matchup.
Whoever finished sixth, Memphis could be in trouble.
Hey, don't be hating on Memphis.
Oh, you
don't
mean you mean on Memphis. The seventh spot?
Because no, I think I tell you something else.
Whoever finished seventh.
Now, hey, since my boy came back though.
Oh, I like the Lakers versus the Grizzlies matchup.
Ooh. Oh, that would be.
I told you I'd give Memphis. Give me Memphis.
I'm still taking Memphis though. Just for this round.
Yeah.
You said Memphis in seven.
I mean, I don't know how long it's gonna go. But I mean, like I said, I mean, they've been gelling almost all season.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even without Ja.
Yeah.
For a while.
And since Ja came back though, he's still been balling. That boy has still been balling. Mr. Jaw hater over there, Romar. Yeah, you're a Jaw hater. All right. But I'm going to tell you something. I hate what went down when it went down with him and, his social media, debacle, so to speak. But I think it'll slap him upside his head though. I think he's got a little couth about himself, for the lack of a better word. A little more.
He needed to.
Well, when you start losing tens of millions of dollars.
Y'all, you know how y'all say that they jail. This Lakers, I don't like the Lakers, but they started to jail at the right time, too.
Who was that?
The Lakers.
But you know what? Somehow, I still don't trust street clothes.
Yeah.
I still don't trust them.
There's somebody else's, somebody else they need to worry about.
Who is that?
Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram, boy, I'm telling you.
Before LA even thinks about before LA even thinks about the Kings, I think that's what they're playing, right?
Memphis.
Yeah, before they even think about Memphis, Lakers gotta play New Orleans.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is on paper. Throw the paper out the window. Throw the X's and O's out the window. You got a dude in Brandon Ingram who should approach this game with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
This is the time you can close the chapter on the King after all that went down. This should be the game that you had marked on your calendar the day you left L.A. Come on, think about it, bro.
Look how many players that LA had that are balling right now. Okay. That boy up in New York we talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Josh Hart, all those guys.
Julius Randle's another one.
Yeah.
Julius Randle.
That's what I'm talking about.
But Julius Randle really ain't have. Yeah, they cleared it. That was the finishing piece to make to get the room.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't believe in him then.
But either way, Julius Randle was out the door anyway because they had Ingram. They both played the same position, and Ingram was younger and better. So either way, Julius Randle would have been gone in LA either way at that time.
Yeah, but they let Ingram go.
Yeah, because he was young. He was a rookie. His money ain't. And we let him go somewhere else.
Why?
Because we needed LeBron. That's what they said. They needed LeBron. Mm. They had to,
which is more the reason why Brandon Ingram should and will ball out. This game. I don't think LA is getting past New Orleans. And it'll be a plus if Zion comes back.
That ain't happening on that one either.
Did you say if?
Yeah, but that's not happening with that one. Zion's not coming at me.
They don't have no timetable, so they said that earlier this week. There's no timetable.
For him to get back in shape?
No.
For him to be back on the court, period.
Well, Brandon, they got enough firepower.
Well, I mean, they were doing better without him too. Anyway.
LA is not getting past, they're not getting past New Orleans.
Wow. That's amazing.
I can't see it. Brandon Ingram should have the biggest chip on his shoulder. He should, he should be licking his chops at this game. I swear, because if that was you, if you're Brandon Ingram, you got drafted by L.A. And for a lot of folks, getting drafted by L.A. is your dream. You get drafted by the Lakers. You come in, next thing you know, the best player in the league comes in, and it just seems like that they just pushed you out the door. They just sent you all the way down to New Orleans for this guy. Mm. And now you get to face him in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be exciting.
In the playoffs? I didn't get the bag I deserved in L.A. because of you. I didn't get the shine I felt I deserved from L.A. because of you.
And you're really the king? Think that, now, if Zion is healthy, you don't think they're going to bring him back at all?
Oh. Yeah,
they probably going to sit him out.
Hmm.
I wish they did.
If he is healthy, I wouldn't sit him out. And we got to.
I'd bring him off the bench.
In a game with this magnitude, Brandon Ingram should be.
I got Minnesota beating OKC.
Yeah. Hey,
do you really trust Minnesota?
I don't trust OKC.
That boy Anthony Andrews.
Anthony Edwards.
Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, I can't.
I tell you what, the only thing I like about Towns is that he can shoot. But he got two left feet.
But the guard and
OKC, and that would be so embarrassing.
He filled up that. He filled the bucket up. Gilchrist, Alexander. Average like 30 for the year.
L.A. might find a – they might – because I got L.A. losing to New Orleans. Then they'll – so that means L.A. will face the winner
of Minnesota
OKC.
Yep.
So let's say Minnesota goes. So it'll be Minnesota versus the Lakers.
I take the Lakers over Minnesota. I sure would. I would.
And that winner would get the eighth spot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What about the Clippers?
The Clippers, they would face.
They are number six.
The Kings.
Yep.
Who they face?
The Kings.
Sacramento. Clippers going home.
I don't know. Wait a minute.
No, the Kings been consistent all year, though. Which is surprising me because when's the last time, over the last couple of years, have we been talking about the Kings? No.
No, we have not talked about the Kings in over 16 seasons.
they have not made the playoffs since 2006.
Yeah, this is the longest drought.
In all major sports.
In all major sports.
I tell you what, in my opinion, I would love to see the Kings advance. Finally. Because Kevin, remember, you were talking about when is last time, for the last few weeks.
How many TV appearances?
And that's exactly right.
One time all year.
Mm-hmm.
Once.
And yeah. now we realize that is a professional basketball team.
Oh, yes.
Finally.
Yes.
And now, how much credit you going to give the coach?
I want to say shout out to Mike Brown because I believe he was coach of the year.
Did he get it? Or is he leading?
He should get that.
I think he should get nominated for it.
He should get that. That should be easy to get.
Yeah, I think we can mail that one in. I believe we can mail that one in.
If he doesn't get this one, there'll be a travesty.
Yes, it would.
Like, you would take a team.
Yeah, if you don't give it to him, who are you going to give it to?
Me.
Who? Oh, Lord. You drinking again, Roman?
Coffee,
yeah. Put the coffee down. Put it down. I believe you got it spiked over there.
Okay.
I am thirsty though.
Oh boy.
Okay. So amidst of all the chaos.
You got some water over there?
Hey, I got you covered.
So we're gonna end up having the Lakers versus the Denver Nuggets.
Ooh. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, taking boy. A joker in though. I have to.
You taking the joker over the Lakers?
Yeah.
Ooh.